So once you begin to find your posture, commit.
You ready? You want a limerick. The camel. There was a young fellow from Kent who rode on the back of this gent. Way up on that hump, he felt every bump and wished that he never had went. All right, close your eyes. Close your eyes. Now, we were talking, I was talking with somebody, I forget who now, about meditation earlier on. And you're often asked in a meditative session to go inside, which of course cuts you off from the outside. And if the outside is beautiful and wonderful in the body of the goddess, why do that? So here's a meditation to go outside. Ready? The first thing you want to do is gather all your attention. Remember when we did the base of the skull this morning, the back of the head? This time you gather all your attention to the bridge of the nose, right between the eyebrows. It's called the Shiva Sthana. It's called a lot of different things, but one thing is called is the stand of Shiva. So bring all of your attention to the bridge of the nose. Hold it there. And then what you do is you crack your eyes open about a quarter of the way and look but don't see. What you'll find that almost immediately is that your vision starts to seep out through the eyes. And what you have to do then is hold the attention to the bridge of the nose. Look out, but don't see. Don't name anything. Knowing is forgetting the names. And this is called Shambhavi Mudra. It's a beautiful way to include the outside world in your meditation practice. So again, bring all your attention to the bridge of the nose, the Shiva Sthana, Sthana. And then you open your eyes a quarter of the way. It's called the quarter moon gaze. I don't remember the Sanskrit right now. The quarter moon gaze, and you look out into the world, but you don't name what you see. You don't blink. The yogis say, look but don't see. Look but don't see. It's not easy to do. I've done it once in my whole entire yoga career. And you hold it steady, and you'll see how the attention wants to leak out through the eyes, as it always does as we're going through the day. So it's up to you to pull everything back to the bridge of the nose. Look out, but don't see. Don't name anything that's in front of you. The quarter moon gaze. Shambhavi is one of the names of Shiva. As you know, most of the Hindu gods have multiple names, many, many names. Hold it steady. Hold it steady. Very nice. Now close your eyes all the way. And from that one little spot at the bridge of the nose, let your awareness seep out into the body again. Back into the back of the head, down to the neck, into the shoulders, along the arms to the hands, down to the torso, the legs and the feet. So you go from feeling that one little spot at the bridge of the nose, now feel the entire body. Now feel how the thigh bones drop. Don't push, just feel it. How the tailbone lengthens into the floor, all the way down to the center of the planet. And from that release of the tailbone, bring the base of the skull up toward the top of the head. So the head feels as if it's floating on top of the spine. Shoulder blades firm to the back, sacrum same to the sacrum, our pelvis. So you're being supported by the back of your torso. It's like one of your best friends is sitting behind you with his or her warm hands on the back of your torso, firming into the bones and the sacrum and the shoulder blades. The collarbones widen. The collarbones lift a little bit away from the top of the sternum. And as the base of the skull releases off the back of the neck, let that draw the hyoid bone deeper into the head. And that, in turn, pulls on the manubrium. And then lift the manubrium up. And on the inhalation, keep the manubrium lifted and breathe down from that lift of the shikala bone's manubrium. And then come to the end of the exhalation and stop. It's not a hold, it's a rest. It's quiet. And just feel what it's like in the brain when you quiet yourself down. Now just wait. At first it's very calm. And then you start to feel it. The urge starts to build inside. Let it go, let it build. And at some point, you'll know when, it'll be ripe. The yogis say, adhikara, and let the breath in with a minimum amount of effort and resistance. Just receive the breath. Nostrils stay soft. And initiate the breath from deep inside the pelvis. And draw up through the torso. We know that's a pretend breath. At the end of the inhalation, the collarbones lift and roll over the tops of shoulders. Hold them there. Slowly exhale. All the way back down again. At the end of the exhalation, stop. Wait. 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 This is stillness. This is silence. This is the foundation of your breathing. This never goes away. No matter what think of a movie screen. You project a Western, or you project a comedy, or you project a horror movie. The screen doesn't care. You can project whatever you want on the screen. It's always the same. And this is the screen for your breath. No matter how you're breathing, this stillness and the silence is always there. And you can always go to it when you need to. Then you wait, and the feeling builds and builds and builds, and at some point, you're ready. And you know it. The nostrils stay soft. Receive the breath gratefully. Let it fill the torso from bottom to top, in your imagination. The collarbones lift at the end. And then from the height of the collarbones, exhale down. Wait. One more. Wait. Just feel. This is the foundation. This is the essence of Hatha Yoga. This stillness and silence. This is a modified form of a kumbhaka. And then whenever you feel like it's ready, let it in. Let it in from bottom to top. Very nice. And then exhale slowly when you're ready. Very good. Cross your forearms over your chest. Give yourself that big congratulatory hug that you need. Rock a little bit from side to side. And then change across to the forearms. Big hug. Now you want to make sure that when you walk down the stairs and out into the street, that you maintain as much of that contact with the stillness as you possibly can, considering the outside situation. Good, and then inhale, exhale, bring your hands together in front of your sternum. Rodney, who did Shanti, Shanti, Shanti? Was that you, Rodney?
Yeah.
Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Remember, when you do a mantra, a whispered mantra is 100 times more effective than a spoken mantra. And an imagined mantra is 100 times more effective than a whispered mantra. So in your imagination, without saying it aloud, Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. The famous end to The Wasteland by T.S. Eliot. Very good. Now release your hands, open your eyes, and be extremely happy.
All right, go home.
That was my line.
I know.